Reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 219, an act to permit municipalities to issue a temporary on-sale license during certain large events.
Senate Bill 219 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Cleven.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Bill 219 has been brought before you as a result of a very, very large activity that goes on in western South Dakota that just about doubles the population of the state and affects nearly every community, either directly or through the additional sales taxes that is collected. The bill at this point was passed about a year ago at the request of the sports facilities in Sioux Falls. It talks about a municipality that may issue an on-sale license to be operated at a convention hall established pursuant to Chapter 952 or 953. Such license shall be issued without regard to the population limitations established pursuant to 35411. In addition, any municipality with a population exceeding 100,000, and this is the addition, so pay attention to this next part, or any municipality hosting an annual event attended by 100,000 or more persons, and it's 100,000 persons at an annual event, may issue an on-sale license to be operated at a sporting event held at a publicly owned sports arena or facility that seats a minimum of 1,000 persons. Before the license may be issued in a municipality hosting an annual event, the municipal finance officer shall estimate the previous year's attendance at the event and provide the estimate to the governing body of the municipality. All of the rest of the language is in statute now. There are no changes. I might give you some background on why that we brought this forth. The event that I'm talking about out in Sturgis is the Sturgis Rally and Races, and as I say, that it brings in up to 600,000 people last year. And consequently, the city's estimates its annual expense at $1 million and budgets accordingly. Some of the types of expenses that the city does involve itself in is garbage and sanitation fees, extra facilities, extra police people, extra street care people, all of these extra expenses that have to be taken care of during this event. I'd like to tell you just a little bit about what happens as far as garbage alone is concerned. And that's just a small portion of the sanitation costs. New Year's celebration in Grand Central Station 2000 brought about 32 tons of garbage for New York. Well, in Sturgis, we generate about 50 tons of garbage on average during this event. That's quite a lot. So I'll tell you that we do continue to try to find ways to finance the event. And as I say, that the event does help the entire state. Through this event, sponsorships for the activities are acquired. And in order to get major sponsorships, people that give publicity nationwide, the city needed to have a on-sale license in order to get a major distributor. And consequently, this will bring publicity to the state and to the event. It will help to finance the event, and I would answer questions and urge you to pass the legislation.
Further remarks? Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I would urge the body also to help Senator Cleven pass the bill. You all know that I do a little riding, too, and we attend the rally, and we have for years and years and years. And those of us that are in the industry, we certainly are not afraid to pay our fair share of those dues and to pay the municipality to get these things cleaned up out there. And we want that to happen. So I would hope that we could help Senator Cleven get the word back and get the statute passed so the municipality can put in place these fees and we can take care of the business there in that town for that short period of time. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Apa.
Question of Senator Putnam.
State your question.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Putnam, what size is that Kawasaki you drive?
Madam President.
Senator Putnam.
It sounded like he said something in a foreign language. I'm a Harley-Davidson guy, but I did hear something Japanese come out of his mouth. I don't know what that meant, but...
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 219. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield? Hagen, Hangey, Ham, Hotmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting, Senator Bogue, Senator Ketzel, Senator Ketzel, Senator Koskin, Senator Koskin. Madam President, ayes 30, nays 1, excused 4.
Senate Bill 219 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.